圣经有几个地方提到神绝对不会后悔。
There are many records in the Bible that say God will never regret.
但是也有几个地方说神也会后悔。
But there are so many places being mentioned God will regret.
弟兄姐妹在查经时候就会有一个疑问。
So when you do Bible study, you may have such a question.
到底神会不会后悔？
Does God regret?
今天晚早上我们就来一起学习神到底会不会后悔。
Therefore, this morning, we would like to learn this topic.
首先我先讲神绝对不会后悔。
First of all, I would like to say God will never regret.
然后我再讲神有时候也会后悔。
Then, second, I will mention God, sometime he will regret.
这两个问题并没有冲突。
There's no conflict between these two issues.
以神自己讲，神绝对不会后悔的。
For God itself, he will never regret.
但以人来看神时候，神常常后悔。
But when we see God from our view, he may regret.
现在看撒母耳上卷十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 15.
二十五九节。
Verse 29.
撒母耳上卷十五章。二十五九节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 29。
以色列的大能者逼不住说谎，也不住后悔，因为他总会受人绝不后悔。这里说神跟受人不一样。
Here says man is different from God.
他绝对不后悔。
Because God.Did not change his mind.
受人会后悔有两个原因。
For man to change his mind, there's two reasons.
第一个原因是看不到未来。
First of all, man cannot see the future.
因为未来要发生什么事，他预先不知道。
Because man cannot predict the future.
他做了一件事情。
For man to do something.
经过一个时期。
For a period of time.
他晓得他错了。
And he may saw his mistake.
他就会后悔。
Then he may regret.
因为他不晓得会变成这样。
Because the person may not think this is the result.
人会后悔的第二个原因。
The second reason for man change their mind.
因为能力有限。
Because man's power is limited.
有些事情做失败了。
And we may make mistake.
他都后悔他的努力不够。
Then we may regret what we have put in is not enough.
如果他更加努力就会成功。
If we can make more effort, we may get more success.
以后他虽然更加努力。
Although the person may work harder.
成功了。
And then he gets success.
有时也不一定成功。
But sometime may not get the success.
因为人的能力就真的有限。
Because man's power is limited.
有些事情你努力能达到你的目标，有时候是达不到的。
Some of the target you may reach, but some of them you cannot reach.
所以人常常后悔。
Therefore, man always regret.
但神跟人不一样。
But God is different from man.
他的眼睛看到未来。
Because he can see the future.
他知道每样事情的最后的结局是什么。
He can see the result at the end of each story.
所以他不必改变计划。
Therefore, he doesn't have to change the mind.
因为他的能力是绝对的。
Because he has the almighty power.
他想做的都能成功。
And he can did whatever he wants to do.
所以他不必为做的能力不够而后悔。
Therefore, he doesn't have to regret because he has not enough power.
看以赛亚书的六章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚四十六章
Book of Isaiah chapter 46
第十节
Verse 10
以赛亚四十六章第十节
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10
我从起初主名末后的事从古时隐名未成的事说我的筹算必立定凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。这里说，神从起初主明末的事，从古时言明未成的事。
Here say God make known the end from the beginning, from ancient time what is still to come.
就是说，神眼睛看到未来。
In other words, God can see the future.
因为他的眼睛看到未来，所以可以预先说，预先预言。 将来发生什么什么事情。
Because his mind can see the future, therefore he can predict what is going to happen in the future.
后来就是预言都成就了。
And all these prophecy has been fulfilled.
下面说我的筹算必立定。
And here it says, my purpose will stand.
这句话说明神是有计划的神。
And this purpose tells us God is the purpose of the God.
我们真的很多的计划。
We may have a lot of purpose to do.
但我们的计划常常要修正。
But we always change our goal.
因为时代一直在演变。
Because time has changed.
你现在计划的经过几年已经不能用了。
What you...Your plan may change because the time change.
你需要不断地改变你计划，才能够跟得上时代的进步。
You always have to trim your plan in order to match the time.
但因为神已经看未来。
But God can see the future.
他知道民数的罪的结局是什么。
And He will know the story of the end of the story.
所以他不必改变计划。
He doesn't have to change the purpose.
因此说他筹算处立必定必立定。
Here tell us His purpose will stand.
这个立定就不动摇。
Well, stand means stand firm.
不必改变。
Don't need to be changed.
然后说，凡我喜悦的，我必成就。
Here it says, I will do all that please.
他喜欢做的，每一件都能够做到。
And whatever he please, he will do it.
他也觉得能力。
And he has the power to finish.
所以他不需要后悔。
Therefore, he doesn't have to regret.
他已经计划要怎么去做的，不需要修正。
Whatever plan is, he can carry onwards.
但是圣经也有几个地方提到神也会后悔。
But there are few places record God will regret.
有三种情形，圣经说神后悔的。
And there are three incidents record God regret.
第一种情形
，First of all.
神对人有个期待。
God has the expectation to man.
当人顾神期待时候
，If man cannot fulfill God's expectation,
圣经说神后悔了。
The Bible tells us God regret.
第二种情形
，The second incident,
为了显明他的慈爱
，In order to show God's mercy.
第三种情形
，Third incident,
为了显明他的公义
，In order to show His righteousness.
在这三种情形之下，圣经就说神后悔了。
Under these three circumstances, God will regret.
现在我先讲第一种情形。
I will start elaborate number one.
当人顾神期待时候
，For man did not fulfill God's expectation,
神就后悔。
God may regret.
看创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
创世纪第六章第五节。
Genesis chapter 5. Chapter 6, verse 5.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，中地所思想的尽都是恶。第六节。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。在挪亚的时代
，In Noah's time，
全地充满罪恶
，And there's wickedness on the ground。
人中的所想都是恶
，Everyone's thought is inclination。
所表现也是神所不喜悦的罪恶
，And all these did not please God。
神就后悔。造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Therefore, the Lord was grieved that He had made man on earth.
神造人是按照形象造人。
God created man according to His image.
就是说，他期待人要把神的形象表现出来。
Therefore, He expect man would perform His image.
但是挪亚时代人，他们表现的不是神的形象。
But at this time, the people cannot perform God's image.
表现是魔鬼的形象。
What do they express is the image of evil.
已经误了神的期待。
They did not meet the expectation of God.
所以神就后悔造人在地上。
Therefore, God was grieved He made the man on earth.
我们人后悔是因为不晓得会变成这样才后悔。
When men regret because we don't know the result, therefore we regret.
但是神什么都知道。
But God knows everything.
他看到未来。
He can see the future.
所以这里的后悔不是说神因为不知道才后悔。
His regretness not because he doesn't know the end of the story, but because man did not meet the expectation of God. Therefore, God used flood to destroy that time. Let's turn to Book of Isaiah,
第七节。以赛亚书四十三章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 47,
第七节。
Chapter 43, verse 7.
以赛亚书三章七节，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的， 是我所做成所造作的。这边说神造人是为了他的荣耀。
47:7 here says man, God created man in order to glory his name.
如果人表现神的形象，
if man can reveal God's image,
真遵行神教训，
to obey his command,
成为一个善良的人，
a man become a good man,
神在魔鬼面前天主面前都有荣耀。
Then he has the glory in front of evil and in front of the angels.
因为挪亚时代的人，他们没有表现神的形象。
The people at Noah's time, they did not reveal God's image.
所以神在魔鬼面前、天主面前没有荣耀。
Therefore, God received no glory in front of Satan, in front of angels.
因为他后悔造人在地上。
Because he was grieved, he made man on earth.
我们今天蒙主拣选人。
Today we are chosen one.
有双重责任需要表现神的荣耀。
We have two duties in order to glorify God.
第一种责任是我们是造神形来造成的。
First of all, we was created by the image of God.
所以我们应当要让神得荣耀。
Therefore, we have to glorify thy name.
这是每一个人应当尽的本分。
And this is the first duty we have to perform.
我们的第二重责任。
The second duty of us.
我们是主拣选的。
We are the chosen one.
已经在主里面重生了。
We reborn in Christ.
所以我们里面应当要有基督的形象。
Therefore, in us, we should have the image of Christ in us.
让神得了荣耀。
In order to glorify thy name.
看帖撒罗前书第二章。
Let's turn to
帖撒罗的前书
First Thessalonians
第二章
Chapter 2
25节
Verse 20
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章25节
First Thessalonians Chapter 2 Verse 20
因为你们就是我们的荣耀我们的喜乐保罗对当时的信徒说
Paul told the believer of that time,
信徒就是传道人的荣耀和喜乐。
Members are the glory and joy of the preacher.
传道人用神的话来牧养教会。
As a preacher, preach the gospel of the Lord.
就是要信徒改变自己不好的生活习惯。
In order for member to change the bad habits.
遵行神的教训。
In order for member to follow the decree of the Lord.
成为一个善良的人。
To become a good man.
如果信徒这么去做。
If member follow the instruction.
信徒就被大家尊重。
Then member will be respected.
信徒本身已经得到荣耀。
And member itself receive itself glory.
同时他得到喜乐。
At same time he received the joy.
传道人听了这个消息。
For preacher receive such a information.
他也分享信徒的荣耀跟喜乐。
The preacher may share the glory and the joy of the members.
因为他的牧养成功了。
Because he has a successful pastoring work.
他的劳苦并没有白费。
Then his work is treasure.
他有一种成就感。
Then he has the sense of achievement.
就像父母苦心地教养他的孩子。
Just like when parents grow up the children.
孩子很听话。
And children obey the parents.
他做一个很善良的人。
And children become a good person.
被社会群众所敬重。
And children is respected by the men.
孩子得到荣耀也得到喜乐。
And children receive the glory and the joy.
父母因为教导有方。
Because these instructions from the parents.
他也被大家敬重。
Therefore the parents will receive the same expectation.
他也得到荣耀跟喜乐。
Same glory and same joy.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the chosen one.
我们这个遵行主的教训。
If we follow the decree of the Lord.
表现出神的形象。
And reveal God's image.
神也得到荣耀跟喜乐。
Then God will receive his glory and joy.
我们这样才不顾神的期待。
Then we will not short for God's
神也不会为我们后悔拣选我们这些人。
Then God will not regret because he chose us.
看撒母耳上卷十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第十五节。撒母耳上卷十五章第十节。
1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 10.
耶和华的话临到撒母耳说十一节。
11.
我立扫罗为王我后悔了。因为他转去不跟着我，不遵守我的命令，撒母耳便甚忧愁，终日哀求耶和华。 神在这边说他选撒为王，他后悔了。
Here the Lord says, I am grieved because I made King Saul.
原来神拣选撒为王有他的期待。
God chose Saul as a king, he has the expectation.
但是扫罗没有遵守神的命令。
But King Saul did not follow the instruction of God.
在这里说，扫罗转去不跟从神。
Here says he has turned away from God.
不遵守神的命令。
He did not carry out God's instruction.
所以神就后悔立他为王。
Therefore God is grieved.
我们看撒母耳十五章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 1.
十五章的第一节。
15 verse 1.
撒母耳对扫罗说，神差遣我告你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从神的话。当撒母耳要告扫罗为王时候，
When the time Samuel about to anoint it Saul,
对他说，神差遣我告你为王的目的是治理神的百姓。
He said to Saul, the purpose for me to anoint you as a king because you will rule the kingdom.
为了治理神的百姓，你必须听从神的话。
In order to rule over the people of Israelites, you have to follow the instruction of the Lord.
王的任务是替神管他的百姓。
King's purpose is to rule over the people of Israelites.
为了把神的百姓管得很好。
In order to take care of the kingdom.
让国家强盛，社会稳定。
In order to prosper the society.
他必须有两个条件。
He has to have two conditions.
第一个条件，
First condition.
他有领导能力。
He has the ability of guiding.
第二个条件，
Second.
他有很好的品德。
He has a good virtue.
因为他有很好的领导能力，才能够把这个国家治理得好。
Because he has the ability to lead the country, therefore he can carry out the good work.
因为他有很好的品德，才能够成为大家的模范。
For he has a good virtue, therefore he can be an example for everyone to learn.
让百姓才能够心服口服听从的领导。
Then the people in this country will follow him willfully.
今天这个时代能力能强的人很多。
Today we can see many people with great talent.
因为教育一族的提升。
Because people receive high education.
科技一族的进步。
Because people receive the high technology information.
现代人比从前更聪明。
And today's man is more smarter than before.
有才干的太多了。
And you can see many talented people.
但有好的品德的并不很多。
But for a person with a good virtue, you are hardly fine.
神立撒的为王目的是替神管理百姓。
The purpose for God to set king in order to rule over his people.
所以神要他听从他的话。
Therefore, God need him to follow the instruction.
因为扫罗没有这么去做。
Because King Saul did not follow the instruction.
所以神后悔立他为王。
Therefore, God regret he made him a king.
从前中国做官的人。
In the ancient time, there is a official.
他是行政官兼这个司法官。
The official is the official of administrator and official of the law.
百姓犯错，他会审判。
If people against the law, he can do the judgment.
如果百姓犯罪，他判死刑。
If people against the law, he may sentence them to death.
这个诛刑的阿姨要把这个囚犯砍多时候，
and the executor about to head off the prisoner,
他向囚犯说，
he would ask the prisoner,
不是我要杀你，
not because I want to kill you,
是官要杀你，
because the officer want to kill you,
你是个官的判决，
because this is the sentence from the officer,
好像说你死了做鬼，不要找我麻烦。
In other words, try to tell him, after you die, do not come back to see me.
我跟你没有仇恨。
Because I have no interest with you.
那官判决死刑时候，
but when the officer sending the death,
他对囚犯说，
and he was told,
不是我要杀你，
not because I want to kill you,
天要杀你，
because the heaven want to kill you.
因为你说的违背天理，
because what you have did is against the heaven.
天不要你活，
because the heaven will not allow you to alive.
所以你要被砍头，
you have to die.
好像这些人都在推卸责任，
all these people try to not accept the responsibility.
其实里面有个道理，
because there is a reason.
就从前中国做过一种观念，说他有替天行诉的。
In ancient Chinese, the officer is the person who do the work for heaven.
所以他判死刑是为了 维持这个天敌正常的运行的目的。
In order to sentence the death of the prisoner is to carry the fairness of the heaven.
从前中国做官，如果他是有道德良心的人
，If a good officer in ancient time，
当他所处理的社会发生饥荒
，In his ruling country there's a famine，
或是瘟疫
，or other disaster，
或是水灾。
Or the flooding,
或者地震
or the earthquake,
这种天祸的时候
all these disasters happen,
他就不敢做官了
then he will not dare to be the officer of that country.
他感到有
责任 he has the sense of duty,
天不要我在这边做官
because God in heaven will not allow me to be the officer again.
他回去了
therefore he turned himself down,
因为他感觉良心不安
because he cannot face his own consciousness.
有这种观的人，他都认为他是在替天行事的。
For this kind of officer, he has such a mind because he is the person do the work for God.
我们教会有传道人
，and in our church we can see the preachers.
有长老执事
，we can see the ministers.
有负责人
，and we can see the board members.
这些人就在替神管理这个教会的。
All these people are the people take in charge of the church for.
所以神必我们都有一个期待
Therefore God has the expectation on us
要把这个教管得好
in for us to take care of the church
你为了要把这个教管得好你需要办事的能力
In order to take care of the church you should have the ability to take care of the church
我们常常接受各种训练
Therefore we receive various training and seminars
圣经讲习会
And we can see seminar of the Bible
或者事工的训练
Or the holy worker training
或者教员讲习会
Or training of the teacher
或者教员进修会
Or seminar for the teacher
就是要骗我们有一种更强的工作能力
All these in order to increase the ability of the work
而对圣经有更正的认识
All these to increase the Bible knowledge
才不会把信徒带走错方向
Therefore we can take care of the church
我们也应当有更好的灵修
We should have good virtue
才能够做信徒的模范
In order to become the example of the member
你才能够把教会管得好
Then you can be you can definitely take care of the church
这样才不让神后悔
Then you will not create the regretness of God
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹
Therefore each one member here
每一个圣工人员
Each holy worker
都有这种认识
You should have this kind of knowledge
神对我们有一个期待
God has the expectation on us
我们不要顾神的期待
We should not short for God's expectation
神就永远不为我们后悔了
Then God will not never regret on us
我现在所提到第一种情形
This is the first incident I mentioned.
就是当人不神期待时候
，When man cannot reach the expectation of God，
神就后悔
，God will regret.
我先讲第二种情形
，And I start to elaborate the number two incident.
当神要表明他的慈爱的时候
，For God to perform His mercy，
圣经说神后悔了
，And here says God regret.
看耶利米书八章
，Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书八章
Jeremiah 18.
第七节
Verse
7. 耶利米书八章第七节
Jeremiah 18, verse 7.
我何时论那一邦或一国说要拔出拆毁毁坏？第八节
Eight.
我说的那一邦若是转离开他们的恶，我就必后悔，不将我想要收集的灾祸。降于他们。这里说，有一个国，一个邦，如果他做得不好，神本来要拆毁他。
If a nation or kingdom to be uprooted because they have sinned against God，
但这个国后来悔改了。
But all the nation and kingdom repent，
他离开他们所行的恶。
They depart from the evil，
神就改变计划。
Then God will change His mind，
他就后悔。
Then he will relent.
不把所说照降给这个国家
Will not put any infliction on these people.
这个表明神的慈爱
This is the mercy of God.
神是公义的神
God is the God of righteousness.
有罪必受惩罚
And he will punish all sins.
这样才能够维持这个社会的平这个稳定
In order to keep the balance of all.
但神也是慈爱的神
But God is the merciful God.
应当处罚的坏人，如果他悔改了。
For the sinner, if sinner repent,
神就后悔不毁灭他。
Then God will change His mind. Do not destroy them.
以西结书八章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
二十一节。
Ezekiel 18:21.
以西结书八章二十一节。
Ezekiel 18:21.
以西结书八章。 恶人若回头离开所做一切罪恶，谨守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事，他必定存活，不至死亡。22节。
22。
他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，因所存义，他必存活。23节。
23。
主耶和华说：恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所的道存活吗？这边谈到恶人本来应当毁灭。
Here it says the evil one should be destroyed.
但如果他们离开所行的恶，
but if they can depart from the evil,
然后他去行义，
and they can perform the righteousness,
他必定存活。
Then he will be credited.
他从前所行的罪过都不会被纪念。
All the evil things he has done will not be remembered.
23节说，
23 tells us,
主耶和华说。
Here the Lord said,
恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？
The Lord said, do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked one?
不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道而存活吗？
Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from the evil?
这一句话从表达神的慈爱。
In this sentence, you can see the fulfillment of God's mercy.
恶人行恶，应当受公义的审判。
The wicked one should receive the righteousness judgment.
但是当恶人要遭毁灭的时候，神是很高兴吗？
But when they receive the punishment, is God pleased?
一定很伤痛。
Of course, he feels sorrow.
好像法官在判死刑时候，
just like a judge when they sentence someone to death.
他是不是因为说你做坏事，你活该？
And he will not.Please, because he can sentence the sinner to death.
为了他的办案能力很强，高兴。
And in order to show off his ability, and he will be happy.
如果他是有良心的人，
if he is the person with a sincere heart,
他的心一定很沉重的。
Then his heart will feel heavy.
一个孩子出生就白纸，
because a child was born with.Just like a plain paper.
他不懂什么叫善，什么叫恶。
It will not know what is evil, what is good.
但在成长的过程当中，
But during the procedure of growth,
有的走善良的路，
Someone walk on the good path.
有的走罪恶的路，
Someone walk on the wicked path.
这个很多因素在里面。
There are so many things would influence someone's path.
有家庭责任。
Family has the duty.
有社会责任。
Society has the duty.
不可以单单怪这个人。
And should not only blame that individual.
因为家庭的生活不很正常。
Someone because has a bad family life.
西洋国家很多离婚的家庭。
We can see in today's society many divorced family.
单亲的孩子很多。
Or separate family, single parent family.
因为单亲，所以他的心态不很平常。
Because
不很正常。
Only one parent in the family, the child will not grow with balance.
对家庭社会有种反叛的意识。
And the child mind has the, he always want to go against the family and the community.
随时有机会就发泄。
And anytime he will be explored.
所以问题家庭造成问题青少年。
Therefore, a problem family will create the problem of the youth.
问题青少年造成问题的社会，
and
社会的问题。
And the problem of the teen will create the problem of the society.
所以一个人会走坏路，不是他自己的责任，是家庭跟社会的责任也很多站在里面。
For a person to walk on the wicked path, not because that individual's choice, but also because the influence of the family and the society.
虽然有罪，需要受法律制裁。
Of course, a prisoner should receive the punishment.
但法官心应该是沉重的。
But the judge is.I feel sorrow.
孩子做这事情，
for children against the parents.
父母为了管教他，
parents in order to show the discipline.
有时候骂他，
sometimes rebuke them.
有时候打他，
sometimes beat them.
打他说他哭，
and they may cry when the parents beat them.
妈妈的心也在哭，
but mother's heart is crying too.
孩子这么小就教不好，
because they are so young, but I cannot teach them well.
不听话，
they do not follow my instruction.
长大怎么办呢？
what happened when they grow.
所以他的心也是很伤痛的。
Therefore, mother's heart is crying too.
因为这样坏人说成了不是神所喜欢的。
Therefore, the wicked one be destroyed is not will not please God.
他为了维持社会的安宁，非这样做不可以。
Because God wants to keep the balance of the society, He has to do that.
为了教导其他人。
In order to give a lesson of others.
为了让罪的事情不要一直的发生。
In order to have a clear cut of the sin.
但是他更希望的是这个人能够回头。
But more he want to please him is to turn away.
毁灭他之前他能够回头。
Before God destroy them, they can turn away from the sin.
他从前罪不是会得赦免吗？
And all their sin will be forgiven.
所以说当一个人悔改时候，
Therefore, when a person repent,
神就改变计划不毁灭他。
And God will change his mind, do not destroy that person.
神后悔了。
God regrets.
表示神的慈爱。
In order to show His mercy,
圣经有很多这个例子。
There are so many incidents we can find in the Bible.
我们看出埃及三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32,
12节。
12。
出埃及记三十二章十二节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 12。
为什么使埃及人议论说他领他们出去？是要降祸于他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭。求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降祸于你的百姓。出埃及十二章第一节以下记载以色列人在山下拜偶像。
And here from chapter 32, the Israel people worship the idol.
神要毁灭他们。
And God intend to wipe them out.
摩西替百姓向神哀求。
And here Moses cried to the Lord in order to save the people.
求神
not putting into the to put into the disaster.
这个代表发生功效。
And this kind of prayer is an effective prayer.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
于是神后悔，不把所说的祸降于他的百姓。
Therefore the Lord did not bring any disaster to people.
百姓犯罪应当被除灭。
They sin against God, they should receive punishment.
因为有摩西的代祷。
But because Moses' prayer,
神后悔了。
And God regret.
不把所说的灾祸降给他的百姓。
And he did not put any disaster to the people.
有时候孩子做错事情。
Sometimes the children went against the parents.
爸爸非常生气。
The father is angry.
拿一个棍子要打他。
And takes something want to beat them.
那棍子拿在手里都发抖。
But the brother may shake.
妈妈在旁边看到会害怕。
Because he won't, and the mother is has the fear.
这一棍打下去，我的孩子完了。
Because each bit will hurt the child.
他就对他的先生说。
Then she will ask the husband.
孩子做这种大错该打。
And this kind of punishment the children deserve.
但是不要用力太大。
But don't try too hard.
用力太大可能会残废啊。
Because if you try too hard, you may disable the children.
很生气，失去理智了。
Because the husband may lose control.
一定会打得很重的。
Because they're angry.
所以太太提醒他。
Therefore, the wife remind him.
不要打得太重。
Do not try too hard.
残废的怎么办？
Once you really hurt them, what are you going to do?
这个时候丈夫就会理智一点。
Then the husband may think twice.
可能也会打，但是不会打太重。
It may punish them, but not severe.
摩西就演这个角色。
Moses is this kind of character.
百姓拜偶像。
When the people worship the idol,
神很生气。
And God is angry.
摩西就出来替百姓代祷。
Moses come out to pray for the people.
求神不要发烈怒。
And ask God, do not be so angry to the people.
求神后悔不毁灭他们。
Ask God.Remove the disaster from them.
神真的没有毁灭他。
And God did so.
我们弟兄姐妹有时候犯错。
Sometimes brother and sister may go against law.
遇到神管教。
Receive the punishment from the Lord.
我们看到这种情形的时候，不要说活该，你做错事，不乖不听话，神才管教你。不要有这种心态。
When we see this incident, we should not be pleased because they deserve it.
我们要替他代祷。
We should pray for them.
神啊，弟兄姐妹真的错了。
We ask God, our brother and sister, they gone against you.
他说他软弱。
But because they are weak,
求你原谅他。
Please forgive them.
啊，替他代祷。
And ask the mercy from the Lord.
啊，这种爱心的代祷会受让神受感动。
This prayer of the love will move God.
因为这样的代祷，他这个一的管教很快就过去了。
This kind of intercession will make the disaster pass away.
因为他晓得他错了。
Because he repented already.
因为他有意思要悔改。
Because they think about repent.
神已经达到他的目的了。
Because God has reached that point to teach them.
所以不要这样一直的受苦难下去。
Therefore, they should not receive the disaster continuously.
赶快改变这种苦难的情况。
And ask God to change that incident for him.
这个是代表的功效。
And this is the effective prayer.
所以我们看到弟兄姐妹有过患遇到神管教的二种同情的心。
Therefore, when we see such an incident happen to our brothers, we should have mercy.
因为神的心是不嫌恶人灭亡的。
Because God's heart will not destroy the wicked one.
他都嫌恶人能够回头的。
He will please because the wicked one turned away.
只要他回头。
As long as they turn it to God,
神已经达到目的了。
And God reached the point to teach them.
神会放手了。
And God will let it go.
所以我们提的神这种心情来为他。
As long as we can grip hold on God's mind, we can pray for them.
再看耶拿书第三章。
Let's turn to Jonah. Book of Jonah, chapter 3.
1084页中文哈，这个耶拿书第三章。
Book of Jonah, chapter 3.
1084页啊。耶拿三章十二，三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
他又使人便告尼尼微通城说：王汉大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜牛羊，不可吃草，也不可喝水。第八节。
Eight.
人与牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切交告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道。丢弃手中的强暴，第九节，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不住灭亡，也未可知。第十节，于是神察看他们行为，见他们离开恶道，他的后悔不把所说的灾祸降于他们。啊，这边说尼尼微城充满罪恶。
Here say the Nineveh city is full of the sin.
神差遣先知去传警告。
God sent the prophet in order to send a message.
在等数六天，尼尼微城要被毁灭倾倒。
For 40 days more, the Nineveh will be overturned.
尼尼微城也听了这个消息。
When the Ninevites heard the information,
从王到所有的百姓。
From king to the people,
都禁食祷告。
They all fast and prayer.
而且披麻表示哀伤。
In order to show their grief, they wear the sackcloth.
连牛羊都不给他吃草喝水。
And not even give any food to the beast and the cotton.
全城彻底的悔改。
The whole city repent.
神看到他们的行为。
God saw their deeds.
神就后悔不把所说的灾祸降给他们。
Therefore, God did not put in disaster to them.
因为神不嫌恶人灭亡。
Because God will not please the wicked one.
他嫌恶人能够回头。
He would hope the wicked one turn it to him.
现在尼尼微城已经回头了。
Now the whole Ninevites repent.
神已经达到了目的了。
God has reached his purpose.
所以达到后悔不降灾给他们。
Therefore, he did not put any disaster to them.
我们有时候有过患。
Sometimes we may trespass.
我们想的是过患也要这样悔改。
And we have to repent all our transgressions.
我们就可以免掉很多不需要的痛苦。
Then we can avoid all those punishment from God.
因为神是除外的神。
Because God is a merciful God.
我现在讲的是第二种情况。
This is the situation on case number 2.
为了表明神的除外。
In order to show his mercy,
神常常后悔。
God always regrets.
我现在在讲第三种情况。
The third point.
为了表明神的公义。
God, in order to show his righteousness,
神也会后悔。
God may repent.
看耶利米书八章。
Let's turn to
Jeremiah
18.
第九节。
Jeremiah 18 verse 9.
耶利米书八章第九节。
Jeremiah 18 verse 9.
我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立斋职？第十节。
10.
他们若嫌我眼中看恶的事。不听从我的话，我就必后悔，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。这里又说有一个国家
，Here say there's a nation or kingdom，
它本来很好
，They is good，
神要建立它
，They are good， they
但后来这个国家离开本来的意去行恶
，But later on they travel the path of wickedness，
神就后悔不。把所得福气赐给他们。
Then they will consider, God will reconsider again, will not do good to them.
这个是公义的审判。
This is a righteousness.
一个国家本来很好。
Original a country is a good country.
应当得到报赏。
They should receive the reward.
后来它变坏了。
But they become bad.
神也改变计划。
And God changed his mind.
不给他祝福。
Not giving them the blessing.
反而有灾要临到。
But give them the disaster.
这个是神与神的公义的审判。
And this is the righteousness of God.
以西结书八章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
二十四节。
Ezekiel 18 verse 24.
以西结书八章二十四节。
Ezekiel 18:24.
一人若离开一行而作孽罪孽作罪孽，照着恶人所行一切可憎的事而行，他岂能存活吗？他所行的一切义都不被纪念，他必因所犯的罪所行恶死亡。这里说一人应当要得到报偿才对。
For righteous man should receive the reward.
结果这个义人离开所行的义去行恶。
But he turned away his righteousness to do wickedness.
他不能够存活。
Then this person will not live.
他从前一切的义都不再被纪念。
And none of the righteous thing he has done will not be remembered.
我们刚刚所看的二十三节。
The 23...
二十二节。
Verse 22 we just read.
跟现在所看的二十四节
compared to the verses 24,
有一个共同点。
There is a common sense.
就是说，神的眼睛永远看现在。
And God always look at now.
因为神的存在是永恒的现在。
Because God is now.
神没有过去未来的分别，都是现在。
God has no different from past and future. He is now.
这个罪人以前行恶没有错。
Of course, the wicked one do wicked things before.
但现在已经变好了。
But today he repents.
从前罪不被纪念了。
He will be forgiven for what he has done.
而这数节说这个义人。
But the 24 tell us the righteous man.
他以前很好。
He is always good.
但现在不好。
But he is not good right now.
从前义都不被纪念。
What he has done is will not be remembered.
因为神眼睛就看现在。
Because God look at right now.
这个给我们一个提醒。
That is a reminder to us.
有的弟兄们从前没有信心。
Some brother and sister has no faith before.
不常来教会。
They hardly come to church.
行为不怎么好。
They have no good deeds.
但这个已经成了过去了。
But that is the past.
只要你肯回头。
As long as you turn to God.
来悔改。
Repent.
跟神亲近。
And draw close to God.
从前的不好的记录神都不纪念。
What is the wicked record before God will
forgive you? 所以你犯的罪非常严重不可原谅。
Unless the sin you commit is a mortal sin.
其他的一般过犯只要你肯回头都能够得到赦免的。
The rest of the transgression he has committed, you will be forgiven by God.
反过来说。
On the other hand.
有的人从来很好。
Someone was righteousness before.
他有信心。
He has good faith. He had a good love.
他跟神亲近。
He drew near to God.
热心聚会。
He was a fervent member.
参与教的圣工。
He involved the church work.
这是从前的记录。
That's the past record.
他现在已经变坏了。
But today he turned away from God.
不来教会了。
Did not come to
church. 不守神教训了。
And do not obey God's command. Or draw far away from God.
从前的义也没有被纪念。
All the righteousness things he has done will not be remembered.
因为神就看现在。
Does God look at right now?
所以我们不要常常说我过去怎么好。
We should not be always mentioning what how good was I before.
没有错，你过得很好。
Of course, you was good before.
现在怎么样呢？
But what about right now?
有保持这个好的这种情况吗？
Do you still keep the good quality since the past?
假如没有了，我们应当要赶快回头。
If you do not, you should turn away to. You should turn to God.
我们想大卫的经验。
When we look at David,
圣经有几个地方说
，There are so many places recorded.
大卫是合神心意的人。
And David is the man who pleased God.
以色列国那么多王，只有大卫是合神心意的人。
There were so many kings in Israel's God only be pleased by David.
我们看到诗篇知道他一个灵修很好的人。
When we read Psalm, we can see he has a good virtue.
他很清楚神的主意。
He clearly understands God's will.
他很爱神。
He loves God.
他又能够原谅仇敌。
He will forgive the enemy.
他有几处能够杀掉扫罗。
Many times he can kill Saul.
因为扫罗一直想要杀掉他。
Because Saul tried to kill him.
但大卫都原谅他。
But David forgave
him. 他说虽然扫罗不好。
Although King Saul is a wicked king,
他怎么不好是神会处理他的。
No matter what he has done, God will take care of him.
他是神的受膏者。
However, he is anointed one.
他尊重他这个受膏者的职分。
He respects that position.
所以他我不可以加害神的受膏者。
Therefore, he do not dare to harm the anointed one.
这个原则是正确的。
This is the right principle.
可见大卫很好。
Therefore, we can see David is a good person.
他对神对人都这么好。
To man, to God, he is a good person.
所以神才说他合神心意的人。
Therefore, Bible tells us he is the man pleased to God.
但有一处他糊涂。
But one time, he is a foolish.
他犯罪啊。
He, against God.
所以神就差遣告诉他，刀剑从你家兴起攻击你。
Therefore, God sent messenger to tell him the sword will come out from your family.
好，我们看撒母下卷十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母下卷十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
撒母下卷十二章第十二节
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 10
你既藐视我娶的赫人乌利亚的妻为妻所以刀剑必永不离开你的家十一节
11.
神如此说我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你这边谈到先祖告诉大卫他要受神的惩罚
Here the prophet told David You will receive the punishment
刀剑永不离开你的家
Because the sword will never depart from your household
祸患从你家兴起攻击你
And the calamity will come upon you
就是你家会很乱
In other words Your household will become a chaos
13节
13
大卫对拿单说我得罪神了拿单说神已经除掉你的罪你必不至于死十四节
14.
只是你行这事叫神的仇敌大得亵渎的机会故此你所得的孩子必定要死这里说大卫马上悔改
Here say David repent right away
因为他马上悔改所以先主告诉他你的罪已经得到赦免
Because his repentance therefore Nathan told him your sin has been taken away
所以你不会死去
You were not going to die
但是你行这个坏事给神的仇敌魔鬼得到亵渎的机会
But because by doing this you give a chance which is the Lord's enemy to utter the contempt to God
所以你的孩子必死
Therefore the result is your son will die
不但孩子必死
Not only this
下面提到真的刀剑没有离开大卫的家
Later on we can see the sword never depart from his household
祸患真的从他家兴起的攻击他
And the calamity come to his household
为什么神已经赦免他还有这个刀剑祸患不离开他家呢
What's the reason he still received the sword and the calamity to his household although God take away his sin
他悔改得了赦免
His repentance received the forgiveness of God.
他不至于灭亡。
He will not die away.
但是他行这个恶。
But because by doing the wickedness,
神不可以不干涉。
God will not just ignore that.
大卫作王。
David is the king.
他有审判权。
He has the right to judge.
百姓犯罪他会处理他。
He can judge the people when they sin against the Lord.
现在他犯罪没有人会处理他。
Today he sinned against the Lord, nobody can judge him.
只有神可以来惩罚他。
God is the only one can judge him.
假如神不再惩罚他。
If God do not pass the judgment,
神怎么领导这个国家?
How can God lead the whole Israelite?
以色列国是神的国度。
Israelites is the kingdom of God.
以色列是神的选民。
Israelite is the chosen one of God.
一个王做这么大恶神为什么都不干涉呢?
For a king make such a sin to God, God will not take care of him.
这样可能百姓对神会失去信心
People will feel unfair because God
神的公义已经不存在了
Then God's righteousness will be perished
这个国家就会乱
Then the country will lead into chaos
所以神为了维持这个国家社会正常的秩序
Therefore God in order to keep the balance of the community
有罪必惩罚
Sin has to receive punishment Although he repents
得到赦免
He received the forgiveness
不至于灭亡
Will not die away
但是这个行为一定要处理
But his action will receive the punishment
所以以后他的家兴起刀剑忽然来攻击他
Therefore the sword, the calamity come to his household
他就一个人犯罪去坐牢
For example, a person sinned and put into jail
我们传闻给他
We preach the gospel to him
如果得到看守的准许带出来洗礼
And if we receive the permit, he can be baptized.
他悔改受洗罪都赦免。
And he repent, receive the baptism, will be received forgiveness of sin. That's the relationship between him and God.
但他还要去坐牢。
But he has to return to jail.
这个是跟法律关系。
Because he has another relationship with law.
法律是跟社会的关系。
Law is the relationship between man and society.
如果受洗罪都赦免，都不必坐牢了。
If a person received the baptism, he doesn't have to return to jail.
刑期没有满就可以出狱了。
And he should be released, not even the time up.
法律的尊严在哪里？
Then the law will not stand.
法院的公义在哪里？
Then the righteous the justice of the Lord will not stand.
这个社会不是乱吗?
Then the The chaos will come to this society.
所以说受洗最多是跟神关系。
Therefore, receive that baptism, that's the relationship between him and God.
但是他需要回去坐牢，是法律跟的关系。
He has to return to jail in order to fulfill the law.
也是法律跟社会的关系。
That is the relationship between law and man.
大卫悔改。
David repent.
他罪都赦免。
He received the forgiveness.
这个是跟神的关系。
That is the relationship between him
and God. 他需要受惩罚。
He need to receive the punishment.
让神对以色列国才有个交代。
Then God has something to show to Israel.
谁是慈爱的神？
God is merciful God.
也是公义的神。
He is righteousness God.
什么时候表明他公义，什么表明他慈爱，他分得很清楚。
And he know when is the mercy, when is righteousness.
他的爱不是糊涂的爱。
His love is not a blur.
他的爱是真理的爱。
His love is a true love.
属于原主的爱。
It's the love with principle.
这样说来。好像神的后悔跟不又发生冲突。
Therefore, it seems regret, God's regret is conflict between himself.
我们刚刚说神绝对不后悔。
We just mentioned God will never regret.
但我们要读这么多圣经，说神常的后悔。
After all these, we see God always regret.
以神自己说
，From God's point of view,
他不后悔。
He never regret.
因为他看未来。
Because he can see the future.
他做的每一件事情，做的结局是什么
？He will know the ending of each incident.
而且他觉得能力。
He has the full power.
所以他不惜改变计划，也不惜后悔。
He doesn't have to change his plan or change his mind.
但从人这边看神说
，But from our view to see God,
神常的后悔。
God always regret.
一个国家本来不好
，For a kingdom.Is not good before.
应当毁灭。
They should receive punishment.
后来他悔改了。
But they return.
神就如果还要毁灭他。
If God still punish them,
神就不除外了。
Then God has no mercy at all.
这个国家这个人已经改变了。
Because this person, this kingdom changed.
神还不改变。
And God did not change.
那神的除外在哪里？
If that way, where's the punish?
一个人可能很好。
If a person was good before,
应该得到祝福
to receive the reward.
结果他离开这个善去行恶
but he depart from good to do evil.
这个已经有好人变坏人了
and from good to bad guy.
假如神还不改变
if God did not change his mind,
还要给他祝福
he still received the blessing.
神的公义在哪里
where's the righteousness of God?
所以因着人的改变，神也随着改变
because men change, God changed accordingly.
因此神才常后悔
therefore God regret.
但是以神自己说。
But for God itself,
我什么都没有改变
I did not change.
因为我知道你会这样
I know you will do so.
我为什么改变呢
How should I change?
我看到未来结局是什么
I can see the future.
你过去做一段时机不好
Before you was bad.
所以我差先知说要毁灭你
Therefore I send a messenger.
你下一步已经改变了
But later on you change.
所以我差先知告诉你说要赦免你
Therefore I send a messenger to you.
但你会怎么变神早就看到了
But how you are going to change God see that?
因为神主的最后的结局是什么
？Because God see your ending，
所以他不是改变计划，不是后悔。
He doesn't have to change his own plan。
因此圣经说神绝对不后悔。
Therefore, Bible tells God never regret。
是神自己说我不后悔。
Because God say I never regret。
那么以人这边来看
，But from the viewpoint of man，
神因着人改变也改变。
Because man change, God change.
这样他的公义除外才能够显明出来。
In order to show His mercy and righteousness.
比方说，我这里有一个工作计划。
For example, I have a schedule here.
这个可以叫宇宙的历史。
This is, can be called the history.
是神设计的。
This is the plan of God.
从永远的过去，永远的未来。
From the past to the future.
神都已经设计好了。
God has the plan at all.
那时间就往前移动了。
Time is going on.
现在时间已经到这个地方。
And time coming out as past.
大家都看到了
Everyone from your side you can see
现在
This is now
还没有到底
Hasn't come yet
就未来
The time hasn't come
时间在向前移动
The time is going on
昨天发生的
What is past yesterday
过去了
That is the past
刚刚发生的
What happened just now
就是现在
That's now
还没有发生的
What happened in the future
就未来
That's the future
因为人有时间的限制
Because man has the limitation of time.
所以随着时间的转变，很多事一直出来。
Therefore, you can see eventually when the time passes.
这个宇宙历史是两面谁的
？But the plan of the history is two sides.
这边给大家看，因为人有时间的限制。
On your side, you will see when the time going on.
这边是神自己看。
On this side, God will look at it.
以人来看，有过去、现在、未来的分别。
From man's view, you will see the past, now, and future.
以神从这边看，都是现在发生的。
From man's side, it's all in front of his eyes.
永远的过去
is the past.
永远的未来
is future.
都摆在神面前。
Future and past all laid in front of him.
神的存在是永远的现在。
Because God is now.
他没有过去、未来的分别。
He has no different from past.
都是现在发生的。
Future. Everything to him is now.
因为神知道每件事最后的结局是什么，所以他不必改变计划，不必后悔。
Because God knows what is the ending of each story, he doesn't have to change the plan.
我们再看一段圣经来解释。
Let's read one more verse to have a conclusion.
罗马书11章
Romans 11:22 Romans 11:22
罗马书的11章22节
Romans 11:22
可见神的恩慈和严厉，向那跌倒的人数严厉的，向你是有恩慈的，主要你长久的恩慈里，不然你要被砍下来。这边说神有两面。
Here tells God has two sides.
他有恩慈一面，也有严厉的一面。
He has the side of righteousness. He has side of kindness.
我们如果跌倒了。
If we fail,
神向我们是严厉的审判,
God will show the righteousness.
我们如果长久在恩主里面,
if we stay in His grace,
我们就不会被砍下来,
we will not be chopped off.
所以我们要用在神的恩主当中,
we should live in His kindness and grace.
跟神保持正常关系, 密切关系,
to keep the intimate relationship with God.
不跟着疏远,
should not draw far away from God.
那我们就会继续一生不断地接受得到神很多的恩典祝福。
Then we will continuously receive His blessing in our whole life.
唱诗。